Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Carlota with Odyssey. We are doing a check-in with Jonathan Davis, Korn. Jonathan, how are you, man?
I'm actually doing good. I'm really excited about this release. I'm feeling a lot better. So life's good right now.
So you're recovering from, you obviously had a little bit of long haul issues with COVID, right? So
yeah, it really sucked. Just the, it was rough. I mean, I got sick. I had 10 days. I tested negative on the 11th day. And the next day I was playing a show. So yeah,
I don't know how you did that, man.
I sat in a chair and it sucked, but I couldn't like cancel. Kids had been waiting so long and I could see how happy they were. I was like, I'm just going to do it. And I did.
You are a trooper, because Rona's no joke, right? She's mean. She's mean. She throws a good knockout punch, man.
I don't want to ever go through that again.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So the new song, Start the Healing, I listened to it last night. It's brilliant, man.
Thank you.
It's brilliant. A little bit of a departure. Do tell.
I mean, it's different. I mean, this is a band, we're always constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. There's still that core sound there, but this time when we did this, we had the luxury, like we were on a forced timeout. We had all the time in the world. Every single Korn record I've ever done, the band gets all the time in the world to get their stuff done. And the way I write and do my thing, I have to have the music all done and then I can do what I do. And they always book some tour and it's coming up and I'm always hurrying and rushing to try and get it done. So this time we had time, we came together, we do it in blocks, a week block, we'd write a week and then be off with, you know, once a month. I think we did 3 or 4 sessions and got the record recorded. Then I had like, I don't know, it took me 4 or 5 months to do the vocals, but overall, we're really, really proud of it. We produced it with kid Chris Collier, who was really good. And it was one of the best album experiences I've had.
I love the way you sing this song. I hear, you know, obviously JD Korn in there, but there's certain parts of the song I'm like, he's crooning or something. There's something.
Well, there's a lot of stuff really going on in there. I spent a lot of time layering vocals and using different microphones and doing all kinds of stuff that takes time and patience that most producers and singers don't want to do because it just sucks.
Right.
But I'm at a point in my life where I have the freedom and the ability and the means to like really do what I want and take the time and really present something in a way that's artistic and I love. So I think you're hearing that. I mean, that track, there's like 18 or 20 different vocal lines going on, but it's the way it's layered and the way we do it. Yeah. It's really cool.
It's brilliant. And I really enjoyed the video. I watched that. Tell me about the imagery and the idea behind the video.
You know, that's, honestly, I love the imagery, and that's, you know, you have to talk to Tim, the director, where he was going with it. It was like this rebirth of Korn and all the crazy babies and all that stuff going on. For videos, we pretty much, like, since day one, we've left videos to the directors. That's what they do. We make music. So it's how they interpret the song and present it. And we go, yeah, that would be cool, and we do it. But it's a different vibe for us. This whole thing is like a new chapter in our career. I mean, I'm just happy after 27 years, we're still making records and putting out stuff that we're really proud of and people like. It's the, rare days.
The COVID, you know, COVID is obviously has been horrible and hard on everybody in so many ways. But there's a positive behind what has gone on in the last couple of years. And I've heard you say the word a few times, freedom,
right?
Rebirth, reset.
Reset.
How did that work, not only for Korn, but for Jonathan Davis?
I mean, it gives you the time to actually sit and think and ponder things. At least for me, it's like this song, this the Start the Healing, it's time for me to start making myself feel better, not be a victim anymore. Not, you know, because everyone knows my life has been pretty tragic, a lot of things going on, but I think all of us are responsible for our own happiness. And finally, this thing took, you know, I was stuck in here because I didn't know what was going on with the virus. I'm asthmatic. I thought if I went out of my house, I was going to die. So I just got to spend a lot of time with myself. And it was kind of like, you know, I figured it out that, you know, ultimately, it's on me to be happy, and kind of shifted lyrically where Korn's going now. It's more kind of a positive thing where I was dealing with pain in a more negative way, but it still was positive. You know what I mean? But I kind of found myself. I got to hang out with my kids. I got to be around my family. I got to enjoy life. If anybody knows, Korn's been on the road for damn near 26 years. We don't stop.
Right.
So having a year just to myself, not being able to go anywhere, hang out with my kids and my family, my girl, it had a huge effect on me.
Every time we talk, and we've talked a number of times, I like to bring up your parenthood, your father, your kids, and you light up every time. And I love that. And so when I was coming into this one, I was like, I want to ask, how was it parenting for you, your kids, through this pandemic? Because I feel bad for the young generation, because this is kind of, you know, this is going to be life for them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Normal. And that, how did you approach that as a father?
I mean, I just got to be, look out and make the right decision. It's hard. They both want to go. My oldest is out doing his own thing. He's tours, and Nathan, he's 26, which he already said all. But Pirates in a private school, in a boarding school, doing stuff that he wants to do. And Zeppy's here with me, and we're homeschooling him. Zeppy's a type 1 diabetic, and at the time, we didn't know what was going on, so he can't go to school, can't go around, be around things, because we don't want him to get sick. So it breaks my heart. He's like, Dad, I just want to go to school, I want to be around kids. I go, eventually, we'll get it. So we just got to wait until they got some kind of treatment or whatever. That was my thinking at the time. And I think eventually, we let them go back to school and have a high school experience, but it's just, I feel bad for all the kids because they're missing out on that whole experience in their life. It's going to be different.
Yeah. Right. Cause we are like, for our generation, it's kind of like, what is this? This is mind blowing. And for kids, it is what it is.
You know, but kids are resilient. They'll take anything that you throw at them. Really. Their brains are nice and new. And They can deal. It's amazing what they can do.
Halloween. You still got a lot of Halloween candy. Did you guys do Halloween this year? Did you open up your home, or what kind of Halloween guy are you?
Oh, it's my favorite. Of course, my favorite holiday of the year. We just had a family come over at a big old dinner, and we didn't go trick-or-treating, but we all dressed up and took pictures. And just had a good time.
Do you have kids come to your door? I mean, are you?
We didn't have any kids. No.
No?
None.
Really?
Some places they do, but we didn't have anyone.
So you, does that tell me, is that, are you telling me you got a bunch of Halloween candy left over?
Yeah, but what's Jack? I can't really have that much because I have a type 1 diabetic in the house.
Oh, no.
For those kids during Halloween. So I can have a little bit, but I got to dose them high with insulin. That's part of the battle of having a disease like that. So
yeah.
It's kind of tough, but we make the best out of it.
Yeah.
He just loves Pokemon. So I give him extra Pokemon cards. And he's
okay. Cool. Yeah. Right. Requiem, February 4th.
Yes.
Tour.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
I don't know of anything. I don't
know how else to do it, huh?
I'm sure we got stuff booked and it's going to be great. But yeah, you know, that's the management stuff, and they'll hook that up and they'll go, yeah, we're doing this, and I show up.
I love that. Well, I'm really happy to hear that you're recovering from COVID on the positive.
Yeah, but we're doing good.
You taking a lot of supplements?
Always have. That's why I think I did so well with it. My girl got it. She still hasn't got her smell and taste back, but I mean, whatever, we're alive. It was a lot of vitamins and zinc and all that stuff, and that's helped us get through.
Thermo Boost. I had it too. I had it really bad in March. And so Thermo Boost is a really good opener for your lungs, and mullein leaf. So just wanted to share that. Yeah. I wanted to share that with you. So
thank you,
Jonathan, man. I'm really, really excited about the new record. Requiem, February 4th, the new track out now, Start the Healing. Great video. I'm just happy to see that you're alive and kicking and ready to go do it up again.
Oh, I can't wait. That's what I do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.